The hit Showtime series Billions centers on the rivalry between two New York Titans, returning with new episodes every Sunday night at 10, 9 central, beginning February 19th, only on Showtime. The podcast series Redefining Rivalries will explore rivalry in four unique installments.
How Google aims to up its street cred as a cloud computing upstart.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And as we all well know, Google basically destroyed the internet search. It certainly reigns supreme in that realm, but it's having a tougher time finding its footing in the rapidly growing cloud computing industry. Up against huge rivals like Amazon and Microsoft, its latest goal is to catch up and gain credibility in the cloud realm. And here with how they will aim to do that is the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green joining us from Seattle. Hi, Jay.
Hey.
So what does Google need to start doing if it really wants to catch up with the big cloud players like Amazon, like Microsoft? Where should it start?
Yeah, I mean, so Google, first of all, is a big cloud player. They just aren't as big as the others. And they came to it a little bit later. So they really need to build up more of an ecosystem. They need to get more developers creating apps that run on the service. They need to get what are called systems integrators, but those big consulting firms like PwC and Deloitte to really get behind, you know, selling and building services for customers. And they really need to convince, I think, corporations that they're really committed and serious to trying to catch up with Amazon and Microsoft and offer a lot more new features and services.
So when you look at what the company has been focusing on, what has Google's cloud business been geared towards specifically?
So what Google has built its business for originally was for itself, for running its operations around the world, its search operations and whatnot. And so it obviously has vast operations to handle that business. And what Google has been very good at in that business is data analytics. It has to analyze a lot of information coming in to give customers the best search results or give advertisers the most effective ad placements and that sort of thing. And so Google has taken time over the last couple of years to really figure out ways to provide that to its Google Cloud customers. And when you talk with Google Cloud customers, the thing they will almost always invariably tell you about is how much they like and Google Data Analytics and how much they chose Google for specifically those sorts of things.
You know, buzzword of the times is artificial intelligence. Google's AI tools seem to be top of the line. Looks like they're really gaining traction there. Is that what it has going for it, the technology? Is that where the money is?
Well, there certainly is money there, and Google does have a long history in doing artificial intelligence. To be fair, Microsoft and Amazon are spending a lot of money there as well and have a fair amount of history too. But that's certainly where the battleground is for all of cloud computing over the next several years.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green about Google's new hopes as a big player in cloud computing. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thank you for listening. So, Jay, Google is a company that's obviously accomplished some big feats here. How much stock is it putting in its hopes for its cloud business? What's the end game goal? How would it compare to, say, the huge success they see as an advertising business?
Well, so that's sort of the open question. And I think what Google will say is that they absolutely believe that this is going to be, you know, a giant business for it, and they are entirely committed to it. But, you know, right now, its advertising business accounts for 88% of its overall $90 billion in sales last year.
Wow.
And so it's a pretty tough nut to crack. I mean, they will clearly, go forward with their cloud business and try and make money off of it, but it is a tiny fraction business right now.
Yeah, it's still early. I guess we'll have to see where it goes. Jay Green, thank you as always.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green. That'll do it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.